Chapter 3. Where are we now?
A war?
Matt and Linda looked at each other incredulously.
Of course. Where do you come from?
Asked the black girl curiously.
We arrived from England a few months ago,
replied Linda.
We're lost. We want to go west.
That's dandy.
The girl shook her head.
I have to pick cotton in the middle of a war, and then I find two lost English kids in my field.
She laughed and continued her work.
Where are we, Linda?
Whispered Matt, looking around them.
Oh, Matt, your geography is terrible. All the cotton plantations are in the southeast of the United States, so we must be there. It's a disaster. We're hundreds of miles from Kansas and Mr. Wells.
There was another terrible explosion in the distance.
But who is fighting who, Matt?
Linda asked.
Your history is terrible,
replied Matt.
If this is 1864, then it must be the Civil War between the North and South.
Wasn't that war about the abolition of slavery?
Asked Linda, watching the black girl at work.
Not exactly. I know there were slaves in the southern states and not in the north, but I think the war started because the south wanted its independence and the north didn't want to divide the union.
So that poor girl's a slave?
Said Linda angrily.
But she says that it's her field,
she added, puzzled.
It is my field now.
The girl was beside them again.
My name's Dinah. My master's dead, killed in the war. The other slaves went away, but I decided to stay for the harvest. I need to sell some of this cotton. I want some money to reach my sister in Kansas.
Kansas?
Cried Linda.
We have to go to Kansas too. Why don't you come with us?
But I haven't got any money now.
The girl smiled sadly.
Do you think that we have?
Laughed Matt.
Anyway, you can't stay here. It's too dangerous. We'll find some free transport, somehow.
Now it's late. You need some food and a bed for the night, and I need to think.
The girl looked at them, serious for a moment. Then she smiled.
Let's go home to my house.
Matt and Linda followed Dinah out of the field. The dark blue evening sky was coloured to the west by the soft orange light of the sunset.
That's where we have to go,
said Linda, pointing.
West to Kansas.
But not tonight,
said Dinah, pointing to the east where the sky was red with fire.
Tonight you're going to poor old Atlanta.
As they walked towards the town, they met many wagons of sad, frightened people travelling in the opposite direction.
Turn around!
Somebody shouted to them.
Everybody has to leave. They're burning Atlanta.
Don't worry,
said Dinah to Matt and Linda.
I live outside the town.
Soon they arrived at a large white stone villa in an enormous park.
I'm living in the big house now the master's dead,
said Dinah.
The other slaves took a lot of furniture and fancy things, so there's not much inside now. But there are beds for us all, and it's better than 15 years in a little wooden cabin. That's where I used to live. Come in, eat and sleep. In the morning, we'll decide what to do. Tomorrow is another day.